welcome to Two Boomer Women. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles. I've been talking with Boomer Women for almost a decade now. Well, I guess I've been talking to Boomer Women all my adult life. Reinventing myself several times along the way, though, but always focused on us, Boomer Women. With this incarnation of Two Boomer Women, I'll be interviewing other women who have a message of interest for our demographic. If you want to hear about or learn about something specific, let me know and I'll find someone who understands us to talk about it. There's a contact page at twoboomerwomen.com. If you want to be a guest on Two Boomer Women, bring it on. There's an application form at the website too. Finally, this show is all about conversation. We women know its value. We know how to do it, and we must perpetuate the art form. So let's get started with today's show. Boomer Women. I'm your host, Agnes Knowles, and today is going to be a really short episode. The technology gods really were not kind to me today when my intended guest and I met on Zoom, and after almost an hour of trying to outsmart them, we gave up, washed out our coffee cups, and went for a walk in the sunshine. My dear friend Penny was going to be my guest. Penny was born and raised in England, but her own children were born and raised here in Canada. She and her husband have lived in their current house for over 30 years, and I'm sure that fact because we became friends after they bought that house from my former husband and me. How's that for serendipity? Penny's lived in Canada for many, many years, but her mum, who is quite elderly and rather frail, still lives in England, as does Penny's siblings. Penny's eldest daughter moved to England several years ago, and now that she's engaged, probably won't be coming back to Canada anytime soon. As with many of you, Penny's life was changed significantly when COVID arrived. Her regular trips to England to help her siblings with her mother and to visit with her daughter came to an instant halt. Along with that came the concerns over her mother's health and her daughter's public-facing job. Penny's a pretty matter-of-fact woman, however. She implemented what she could from a distance and had to leave the rest to the powers that be, well, and her siblings. Like many of you with family elsewhere in the world, children, elders, not being sure, loss of control, I felt Penny's wise words might be of help or one of her solutions might trigger an idea for you. And she promised to be completely honest with my personal questions. Because we live only blocks from each other and do enjoy long walks together when our schedules coordinate, we agreed to meet at my house. I set out my lawn chairs in a socially distanced arrangement, I made a pot of coffee, and got a Zoom room set up to make sure our recording was as good as possible, along with three other recording fallbacks. Now, of course, I did the usual eye rolls as my neighborhood was as noisy as it ever is on a weekday morning, but decided, what the heck? This is real life. New COVID restrictions deterred me from inviting Penny inside, not to mention the fact that my place is a construction zone right now, and I figured you'd understand that real life bit. Well, zoom, 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 and zoom, zoom, zoom again. And that's just a fraction of the number of times we tried to get into the same Zoom room. Penny on her phone with her headset, and yes, her own Zoom account, and me on my laptop, Zoom room host with my own account. It was one of those times when I was relieved all the crashes happened with an old friend and not a formal guest. Well, as formal as we get here on Two Boomer Women. We tried for, as I mentioned at the outset, almost an hour before we had to concede it wasn't going to happen. All of our electronic gear was put away, and we set off on a long walk in the sunshine and caught up with kid news and grandkid news and neighborhood gossip. You know the usual stuff. And here I am now, flying solo for a very short episode. I've explained why Penny was going to be my guest. She still will be my guest sometime in the coming weeks. On a personal note, my son has been in New York City for almost all of the pandemic, with occasional business trips to Florida. I've had my distance concerns as well. Do you have any questions about dealing with family distances during this pandemic that perhaps Penny or I could touch on when we do finally get this interview organized. We're not pros, but we are experienced. And we're both fairly common sense oriented. Or perhaps you just have a situation that you really want to share with somebody. Just sort of to get it out there so that somebody else knows what you're going through. Anything at all, send it along to me at agnes@twoboomerwomen.com. And that address will be in the show notes. And I'll add it to my notes for the episode where Penny and I do actually get together. As this is a short, casual episode, I'd like to extend that offer to include other subjects that would be of interest to Boomer women. What issues are you dealing with or not dealing with? Let me know. I've been talking recently with several interesting men with topics of interest, and I'm thinking of adding a Man Friday episode, maybe, I don't know, once a month or something. What do you think of that? The last note before I sign off, I told you it was going to be a short episode. I'm about to start recording a short course on getting online. The very most basic steps, like seriously, figuring out a name, how to buy it and secure it, to creating a bit of a website, depending on what you might like to do with it. It wasn't that many years ago that I decided to take myself online, and I had no idea about any of that. And I even had a website at the time for my B&B. But I had left everything in the very capable hands of my son-in-law. I did not learn anything myself at that point in time. What would or could you do with your own website? Should I rephrase that? What would, could you do with your own website? Capture the stories of your parents' life, or maybe even your own? You could show off your crafts and maybe sell the patterns. You know, maybe you've just got a historical period that you're really interested in and you want to document it so that other people can read about it. Are you a wordsmith? You know, you can list puns and all that sort of thing. I mean, it's just so many possibilities, and it really is fun. It really, really is. If you would be interested in a course like that, let me know. The process itself is not expensive. The course would be entry-level priced, and you can honestly do this. I'm planning on making it that simple, and the process itself, once you learn it, is that simple. Again, the email address, agnes@twoboomerwomen.com. Let me know. Thank you. So just finally, three requests in this episode. Do you have any questions for Penny or me about dealing with family distances during COVID? What do you think about a Man Friday episode, maybe once a month? And would a super simple course on creating a website be of interest to you? And especially if you're retired with not a lot else on your plate given COVID, it's a lot of fun to have that. And I don't know, you can write about anything you want. Who knows, you might get a following, make new friends, all sorts of things. It's Wednesday, it's midweek, like it is every time we meet. Have a great rest of week. Thank you for your patience with the technology glitches. Yeah, I'm Agnes. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye for now.